A breaking story from Southern Africa now, where a military coup appears to be underway in Zimbabwe. Robert Mugabe has led Zimbabwe since 1980, and at age 93, he's the world's oldest head of state. But yesterday, the military took Mugabe and his wife into custody and also started taking over government offices. It has all the markings of a coup, but military leaders say this.
To both our people and the world beyond our borders, we wish to make it abundantly clear that this is not a military takeover of government.
That was Major General S.B. Moyo speaking to the people of Zimbabwe in a broadcast on state television earlier today.
What the Zimbabwe Defense Forces is doing is to pacify a degenerating political, social, and economic situation in our country.
Andrew Meldrum is the acting Africa editor for the Associated Press. He's currently in Johannesburg, South Africa, and was a correspondent in Zimbabwe for years. Andrew, welcome.
Thanks, Todd.
Well, as you just heard, Major General S.B. Moyo says this is not a military takeover in Zimbabwe. What actually happened?
Well, the military took over. yesterday, the military armored personnel carriers drove into Harare, took over, first of all, the state broadcaster, then took over other strategic government offices and buildings, including Robert Mugabe's residence. And then they issued a statement on the national broadcaster saying they are in charge, Robert Mugabe is safe, and they are going to pave the way for a transition back to good governance.
And Andrew, do we know where Robert Mugabe is?
We know he's in Harare. We know he's under house arrest held by the army. The army general said we can guarantee his safety. In other words, they have him under lock and key. And South African President Jacob Zuma said this afternoon that he's under house arrest in Harare.
Andrew, Robert Mugabe has been in charge in Zimbabwe since 1980. He's been running that country for a very, very long time. So the question becomes, why now?
Because last week he announced that he fired his vice president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, and his wife was poised to become the next vice president. And Emmerson Mnangagwa has a lot of support in the army. He came up through the military, and I think the military said, no, we are not going to let our own guy be pushed out, and we don't want the newcomer wife to be taking over.
So do we know what's next in Zimbabwe?
Well, this is the interesting part. The military is taking great pains to say that it is not a military coup. They want to put a veneer on it and say it is a return to democracy. And I believe that we will see Emmerson Mnangagwa, the former vice president, reentering the scene, maybe taking over as a transitional leader and moving the way towards a transitional government that leads to elections. And they want to make it look like it's very democratic. And so it's going to be very interesting to see. It's really, I think, a real trend-setting development for all of Africa.
So we should be on the lookout maybe for transitional government, new elections, as you say. I think we should also be on the lookout for a military that says, not yet, not yet, not ready yet, and all of a sudden you've got military rule.
That is a possibility. We will be monitoring. But they have brought in South Africa and the Southern Africa Regional Bloc, which is of 15 nations. And they are emphasizing that they want things to be democratic. Also, I would like to point out this has been a nearly bloodless transition so far. No shots being fired. Robert Mugabe is, you know, under house arrest, but he hasn't been killed or he hasn't been forced out of the country. So it is unusual by African standards.
Did Robert Mugabe operate with United States support for all those many years that he controlled Zimbabwe? And what is the United States saying now?
Robert Mugabe's been in power for 37 years and counting, and he started off with the support of the U.S. government, but round about the year 2000, 17 years ago, since then, he has been under sanctions from the United States, which started with the seizure of white-owned farms and many human rights abuses against opposition supporters. And so for these many years, he has been under sanctions. He and his wife and nearly 100 of his closest associates have been under sanctions from the United States government.
A relatively bloodless and quiet coup in Zimbabwe, but a coup nonetheless, says Andrew Meldrum, acting Africa editor for the AP. Andrew, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.